Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James Ahedebo, Super Bowl champ, NFL veteran, safety in the building right now, in the loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez. He says that the Texans have a problem at defensive coordinator. Romeo Crennel said, or Tyrann Mathieu said yesterday, that he wasn't used right in this scheme. James, you don't disagree with Tyrann Mathieu's assessment that maybe he wasn't used and maybe a lot of guys aren't used in this defense under the watch of Romeo Crennel.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, because here it is a versatile defensive back. He can do a lot. Mm-hmm. Utilize what the guy does. If he can blitz and he can allow pressure, allow him to line up at middle linebacker one play and then drop out to the
which
play
he's done.
Third, which he's done. He's done mm-hmm. that, you know, and that's why they wanted to bring him in, was what he did
right.
for the Arizona Cardinals. And coming off an injury, it was like, hey, let's bring that type of player to our defense, you know, for a reasonable price, but then not utilizing him that way.
Right.
And I think what we saw was his ability to cause turnovers and be active around the football, but not really to be the game changer that could break, you know, really
sure.
change games how he can with his ability on the field.
Let me ask you this, though, because I've been saying it's not necessarily a bad thing that Brian Gain is bringing in guys and let these guys go, because that's his approach. He wants the Patriots way, one-year contracts, make good. He wants maximum value for the player. So they're kind of doing things the Patriots way, and that's one of the reasons they didn't match $14 million for Tyrann Mathieu and let him go, and it's one of the reasons they let Kareem Jackson go. Does that ultimately at any point start working against the Texans from a player's perspective?
Of course, because as if you're looking at it as a player, you're saying, okay, well, I know I can't get paid here,
yeah.
and I really can't. There's only a handful of guys that are really getting paid.
The true superstars.
Yeah. So for me, I know that there's a timetable, no matter how well I perform, of me being here, because it's just not going to happen. So mm-hmm. I have to look at going someplace else. The other part of that is, I mean, guys want to know that they're on a team that values them.
Yes.
Just tell me you love me, you know? That's what guys want to know, and that I'm not just another number. And when that gets into the analytics, and it's a big part of that, it's a big part of the sport, but if the analytics is more important than the heart and the loyalty and the leadership of a guy, then what are we playing the sport for? Mm-hmm. You know, because that's what fans pay to see. They don't necessarily just pay to see the stats. They pay to see J.J. Watt get out there and throw balls to the fans. Get out there and get riled up and show that emotion. That's a part of the whole entire package of a player. So management needs to start looking at the totality of a player rather than just what they do on the field in between the whistles.
Super Bowl champion James Ahedebo in the building right now. We've talked about the Cleveland Browns. Texans add a Cleveland Brown corner, a former Cleveland Brown corner at the beginning of the show. Brian Body Calhoun, kind of just a guy. I call him the Kevin Johnson of the Cleveland Browns, because I know a lot of people in Cleveland. I've watched the guy play, and they get just as frustrated with him as Texans fans do with Kevin Johnson, because they feel like he hasn't reached his full potential. So the Texans are hoping that he can reach that potential just like their other signings. But on the other hand, the Browns have countered the Texans' move, and they have brought in, probably outside of Kevin Johnson, one of the most unpopular Houston Texans of the last 5 years. The Cleveland Browns have signed, move over Odell Beckham Jr., Kendall Lamb is now a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Good.
He wasn't good. He wasn't good here. He had his moments.
Last year was his best year.
Yeah, he had his moments, but overall, year before last, he was awful. But last year he had his moments.
So Kendall Lamb, no longer. Kevin Johnson, no longer. I guess if you want to look at some good news this offseason, Houston Texans fans, you're going to have to find new people to get pissed off at.
Because, I'm sure they will.
I'm sure there's some potential targets there. When you talk about this Romeo Crennel thing, James, do you think, because if it is a Romeo Crennel issue and there is problems and potentially the game is passing by, no disrespect to him. I mean, he's one of the best defensive coordinators of all time. Is it kind of weird when, you know, Mike Vrabel was a defensive coordinator in 2017, And Romeo Crennel was just kind of wandering around the building. It's not that he wanted to be a defensive coordinator or anything. He was just accepting whatever role.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you, come here. We need you.
The fact that he was willing to do that, that was right there where I thought, you know what, he shouldn't be a defensive coordinator again.
Yeah, I agree. And anytime a coach says, you know, it's my time to step away from the game at this level and let me be more of a consultant. That said something. You should read the writing on the wall of, you know, maybe my time's up.
Mm-hmm.
But then to kind of, you know, put him in a position like, hey, we have no one else.
Right.
We need you to step in. We just lost our young defensive coordinator, which, you know, we are grooming mm-hmm. for a head coaching job. Well, you know, that kind of tells you maybe we should start looking in a different direction and bringing someone else in to be under him.
Right. Yeah. It's not like he was Dick Vermeil or something like that, and he just got an itch, and he said, you know what, I want to be back. He was just in the building, and they were mm-hmm. like, we lost our defensive coordinator. Come on back, Romeo.
Yeah. And anytime, like, so I say, and it's not about his age. So it's, I don't want people to think, well, he's an old, you know, washed up coach. It's about his mind and how your mind works processing
right.
the game.
Right.
You know, I look at a coach like, you know, Rex Ryan. You know, not the greatest head coach, but a phenomenal defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd have schemes, you know, even in Buffalo on the Jets, where he would just draw on the board and be like, this is a defense, and say, well, these three guys, well, they're interchangeable by three different positions. We could put a defensive end here. It could be a safety. It could be a corner. But they can all capably do the same thing on the play for a quarterback. So if you're a quarterback and you're under center, mm-hmm. we line up on third down, and you have a defensive end, a safety, and a corner all lined up like they're going to blitz, and you don't know who's dropping into coverage.
Right.
Your wheels are turning. You're saying, what are we going to get?
That's that post-snap stuff
that
you're talking
about. The post-snap. So mm-hmm. as a player, now I might be a defensive end that pass rushes 90% of the mm-hmm. of the time, J.J. Watt, and yeah. Now I'm dropping back into the flat, and I get me an easy interception.
Yeah.
You know, for a player, you're saying, hey, that's not usually normally what I do, but you're using my athleticism and my versatility to help the defense be more successful, and that takes the mind of a coach to do that.
Sticking with the secondary, and we're talking to James Ahedebo here on Sports Radio 610. They've added Tashaun Gibson. They've added Brian Body Calhoun today, formerly of the Cleveland Browns. They also added Bradley Roby. What the hell is up with your man, Ronald Darby? Your former teammate was believed to be the number one corner on the market. He visited Kansas City where the Honey Badger was yesterday. Still no contract, coming off a torn ACL. What the hell is up with your former teammate?
Man, he wants that money. And I understand where he's coming from, because if he was 100% healthy this time next year as a free agent, he would be commanding top dollar. And so his mindset is, and I'm sure from his agent, is saying, okay, yeah, we're coming off an injury, an ACL injury. Look at everyone else who's come off ACL injuries. They've all healed up. Yeah. Deshaun Watson, the number goes
Juan
on.
Juan Alexander got like $45 million from San Francisco.
Off an ACL. And mm-hmm. so the injury isn't as serious as it's been in the past. And that's what he's looking at is, I want to be paid as a number one receiver because I know I could do that.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, he is in a weird situation. And I think Bradley Roby, who the Texans signed to a one-year deal, is in an interesting situation as well, because he signed the one-year $10 million deal, and there were reports that he had like a three-year $27 million deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he just said, no, I want to try to earn that big bread 1 year. Could we see a situation where maybe Darby just says, you know what, I could probably get a 3 or 4 year deal right now, but it's going to be so team friendly, it's ridiculous. And he could be looking around for maybe a 1 year deal.
And I definitely agree that that could be the process, but I don't think teams are willing to commit to him on a 1 year deal, knowing that once he has that production, they won't be able to match the asking price
plus,
next year around.
Plus, he won't really be in a hurry. Why would you be in a hurry if you're him?
Exactly.
You just take your time with the rehab, right?
Yep. So I'm going to take my time with my rehab. I'm going to sit around. Maybe there's an injury during, you know, spring ball, and now my asking price, take it or leave it.
The other part of this is he probably has more than one. I'm talking about your guy, Darby, has more than one suitor right now, and he's sitting back and letting them potentially, hopefully, get into a bidding war, and that's he's in a good spot.
Yeah, he's
the last really good player on the board.
And so when the market's in your favor, mm-hmm. and these guys are getting top dollar contracts. Corners, I mean, you can never have enough corners on a team. I mean, you see it with the Texans. That was our downfall last year, not having enough guys. You're trying to piece together people. And so when you're a corner at his level who's been productive throughout his time, even in Philly and in Buffalo, mm-hmm. I would just say hang tight, and you know, you'll be with the right team.
It's not like he's
an
aging, you know, he's 25.
Yeah, he's 25 years old. No,
he's the best player left on the board, and I always say this, and I think I've mentioned it to you before. I think you should draft at least one cornerback every other year in the NFL.
Of course,
every other year.
At least one. And the thing about DBs is there's a handful of them that are first rounders that are just like, man, that guy is nasty. Mm-hmm. Like he can come into the league and just play now and lock up with the Julio Joneses and the AJ Greens. But then a lot of them are guys that are going to have to, you know, just grow and mature over the next 2-3 years mm-hmm. that you can get in third, fourth, fifth round. You know, I was working out the other day. You know, this young guy.
I'm not going to mention
his name, but he's, you know, getting ready for the draft. And I was telling him, I'm like, hey, you're working out here. You're around, you know, the Kareem Jacksons. You're around all these guys training. I was like, you better be picking their brain, because anybody can play 1, 2, 3 years in the league. I mean, that just takes effort.
I don't know about anybody.
Effort and talent. I was like, the guys that play the 6, 7, 8 year plus, I was like, there's something to that. And you need to learn what that is and get that in you now. I mean, these young guys that come into from the draft, they shouldn't just be learning, hey, let me learn this defense and what my role is in this defense. They should be learning, you know, what does splits mean? What does down to distance mean? What is the game inside the game? You mm-hmm. know, if a wide receiver has a tight split on first down, what does that mean? Are they really going to run the ball up his back and try to, you know, break his legs? No, they aren't. They're going to bring him tight so I can't get hands on him. They're going to do play action pass and go deep on me. They need to start thinking that way. And the earlier they do, the more effective they are when they get on the field.
It's 10-year NFL vet James Ahedebo, Super Bowl champ. Always fun to have you on, James. Before we get out of here, yes or no, the Texans missed out on an opportunity to sign Jason Verrett on a 1-year deal?
Yes, they missed out.
Damn, that one hurts.
What's your grade, James, for Texans free agency so far?
Man, I'd give them a D. D.
Okay. Not good.
I'm with you. Hey, Kitty Academy, sign up your kids now.
Yeah, if you want to. No, Kitty Academy, Lakes of Savannah. Come check us out. Man, always fun being with you guys, and you know, look forward to next week.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.